This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. military has launched another wave of missiles against Houthi-controlled sites in Yemen, marking the fourth time in days it has directly targeted the group. Despite a large-scale operation carried out by U.S. and British warships and warplanes Friday that hit more than 60 targets across Yemen, the Houthis have continued their harassment campaign of commercial and military ships. The U.S. government on Wednesday returned the Yemen-based Houthi rebels to a list of terrorist groups in the latest attempt by Washington to stem attacks on international shipping, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
For the past several weeks, the United States, with allies and partners around the world, has made clear that there must be consequences for those attacks. And today's designation follows on our military action last week to hold the Houthis accountable for their actions.
A spokesman for Qatar's foreign ministry says a shipment of medicine for dozens of hostages held by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas reached the Gaza Strip on Wednesday. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
The medicine arrived in Gaza on Wednesday as part of a deal mediated by France and Qatar. For every box that arrives where a hostage, 1,000 boxes will arrive to Palestinians in Gaza. UN Humanitarian Coordinator Sigrid Kaa.
I'm here because of a mandate of the Security Council to see how we can facilitate, accelerate, and expedite all areas of the assistance that is so much needed for civilians in Gaza, given the very acute humanitarian conditions that they have to live with.
This deal was the first agreement between Israel and Hamas since a truce in late November that freed dozens of captives, mostly women and children. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
This is VOA News online.